Two leaders of the Milwaukee area hospitality and entertainment industries are discussing their cautious plans for reopening some movie theaters, hotels, and more restaurants. These moves come as companies continue to adjust to the COVID-19 pandemic, as WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
The Marcus Corporation plans to open six of its movie theaters on Friday, including four in Wisconsin. Marcus owns 91 theaters in 17 states. So company president and CEO Greg Marcus acknowledges Friday is part of a test of how ready the theaters are to welcome in customers and employees and not make the COVID-19 situation worse.
Now, we're opening those not because we think we're going to do a lot of business. We're opening to test our protocols because we've all these great ideas about the low to no contact and what does the customer want and how does the customer feel about all the different things we're asking them to do. Will they wear masks? We're encouraging them to wear masks.
Another theater chain, AMC, doesn't plan to reopen until mid-July, while independents like the Oriental or Rosebud theaters say they're still working on when to open their doors. Greg Marcus also told a web session hosted by the Medical College of Wisconsin and Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce that he's opened two prominent hotels, the Pfister and Grand Geneva Resort. He hopes the resort near Lake Geneva draws people from Milwaukee and Chicago who want a short getaway. Marcus says more hotels may open soon.
Our math right now is will we lose less open or closed? And our goal is to be open and how to lose less being open and really just get to the other side. That's the goal. Just eventually this is going to turn around.
Another prominent firm, Bartolotta Restaurants, operates 17 dining and catering facilities. Chef and owner Paul Bartolotta says he'll reopen his first restaurant in Wauwatosa shortly. Bartolotta says customers should expect to bring along a mask, comparing the situation to when laws started protecting people against secondhand smoke.
Secondhand smoking wasn't set up for the smoker. It was set up for the other person who doesn't want to inhale that smoke. If I'm going to be respectful to win my customer back and say, hey, I really care about your safety, but it's okay to breathe on my employees, I'm not sending a consistent message to my employees.
But Bartolotta says if customers aren't coming in, that plan could change. The same way other businesses are frequently trying to adjust to COVID-19 and get back to profitability. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.